Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yes, happy Friday. Happy Friday, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is when it looks like rain. When it looks like rain. And we are going to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verses 41 through 44. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. If you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, fueldfire.com. Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, or by following the podcast itself, and then the link to the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can follow by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. And you can see all of that. Learn more about me and send me your prayer requests as well as your testimonies on the website at feeldefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. Beginning, hallelujah, at the 41st verse and reading from the KJV. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down that the rain stop thee not. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me wherever you are. When it looks like rain. And to each life, some rain must fall. Sometimes rain comes when we expect it. You know, we're prepared for it. We have on our raincoats. We have on our galoshes. We have our umbrella. We have on our jacket. And to each life, some rain must fall. Other times, rain comes when we were not expecting it. We walked out of our homes, and it looked like a very bright, sunshiny day. And even the meteorologists had predicted that all day long the sun would shine. So the rain catches us unaware. We are not prepared for the rain. We are dressed instead for the sunshine. So when the rain comes and we're not prepared for it, or even if we were aware it was coming, but we would have preferred the sunshine. Sometimes our minds will begin to become depressed because we wanted sunshine, but it looks like rain. The old folks used to say, rain today. I can tell because my arthritis is acting up. It's going to rain today. I can feel it in my bones. And every time we even hear of the expectancy of rain, we automatically become downcast because rain signifies to us that it's going to be an overcast, cloudy day, that it's going to impede our activities for the time being, that we're going to have to run around restricted. In other words, we can't just walk where we wanted to walk, or we may not be able to go where we wanted to go because the rain is falling and it is impeding our visibility when it looks like rain. But today I came to encourage you not to be discouraged by the sound of rain. Not to be discouraged by the overcast, cloudy day, because unless the rain comes, the growth that is necessary will not be able to manifest itself. Unless rain comes, you see, flowers will eventually die. Unless rain comes, the trees will not be able to expand their branches to their longest length unless the rain comes. Even the sun won't be able to shine again unless the rain comes. Then God's covenant promise of the rainbow won't be able to remind you that he's never forgotten about you. So it is critical that at least on some days, it looks like rain for you to grow. It is important that at least a few days in your month, it looks like rain so that you will be able to do as Elijah did and tell the enemy, look, go get ready. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are right now. Say, it looks like rain is coming, and it's only for my good. Say it again wherever you are. It looks like rain is coming, but it's only for my good. In the book of 1 Kings 18, there had been a time without rain for many years. In other words, the people were experiencing a drought. And Ahab was the king. And Ahab had sent out a decree to kill all of the prophets of the Lord. So Elijah felt that he was the only one left. And then God told him to go give Ahab a word. And Elijah said, wait, 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 God. You know, if I go to see Ahab, he's going to kill me. Because I serve you, but, you know, being that prophet that he was, Elijah could not do anything but go ahead and follow the command of the Lord. And so Elijah had gone to see Ahab, and Ahab still did not want to receive the word of the Lord. Earlier in the chapter, Elijah and the prophets of Baal had a show-off, if you will. Elijah had told them, I'll call on my God, and you call on your God. We're going to put an offering here on the altar. And then Elijah said, cover my offering with water and do all of these things, and I'll call on God, and you call on Baal, and we'll see which God sends down fire from heaven to burn up everything. Well, of course, it was Elijah's God, our God, who prevailed. So now Elijah says to his servant, look, the rain is about to come. See, they've been in a drought, and now rain is about to come. So he says to his servant, I want you to go up to the top of the mountain and let me know when you see the symbolism of rain. Let me know when it looks like rain. So the servant went up and then he came back down. He said, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, Lord Elijah. I don't see anything now. So Elijah did not become discouraged. He said to the servant, go up seven times. And on the seventh time that the servant went up, all he saw was a little bitty cloud when it looks like rain. And he came back and he said to Elijah, well, I did see something this time, Master, but it was just a little bitty cloud, not even larger than a man's hand. But Elijah, knowing that sometimes you need the rain, said, well, go tell Ahab, get his chariot ready, get his horses ready, because now I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Get prepared so that the rain won't stop you. That's what the Lord is saying to you today. It looks like the sound of the abundance of rain in your life. Not a thunderstorm that is coming to overtake you, but the sound of the abundance of rain that is coming to relieve your drought when it looks like rain. The rain that is coming to remove you from a weary land. The rain that is coming to come in and give life to your withered soul when it looks like rain. The good rain that you need to water you, to grow you, to purpose you, to rejuvenate, renew, and strengthen you. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Don't you hear it today? Come on and get into the spirit. Don't you hear the sound of the abundance of rain coming down all over you, all over your children, all in your home? It looks like rain today, and you want it to rain because it's been a dry time. You've been attacked by the enemy, and so you need the sound of the abundance of rain. When it looks like rain. Come on and praise the Lord. Our time is almost run. Say, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain, and it's coming for my good. Say it again. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain, and it's coming for my good. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. This is the day that our Lord has made. We rejoice, we rejoice, we rejoice. We rejoice, we rejoice, we rejoice. We rejoice, we rejoice, we rejoice. And we are so glad in it. Father, we thank you today. Father, we thank you today. Father, we thank you today. Because it looks like rain. It looks like rain. And it's coming for our good. We hear the sound of the abundance of rain today. And it's coming for our good. Father, we are prepared for the rain. We are expecting and anticipating the rain. Father, we want the rain because into each life some rain must fall. And if we never had any rain, then we would be incapable of growth. So it looks like rain. It looks like rain. It looks like rain, and it's coming for our good. It looks like rain. Woo! It looks like rain, Father. It looks like rain, and it's coming for our good. Now, Father, bless everyone listening right now. You know their needs, Father. You know what you need to come in and alleviate with the rain. You know the dry places. You know where there's been famine. You know where there's been drought. Come in and give them the abundance of rain. Oh, yes, do it right now. Oh, yes, Lord, do it right now. Do it right now, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Our time is almost run, brothers and sisters. I have to give you our task for today. But come on and say, it looks like rain. And it's coming for my good. Now, our topic for today is when it looks like rain. Your task for today is to seek out the abundance of rain all this weekend, look forward to the rain, because it's working for your good, it's bringing growth, and it's alleviating the dry places in your life. Praise God all weekend long, and share this with at least two people. Just tell them to go to FEELDFIRE.com and follow by texting MM to 33222. I'll be in Montego Bay, Jamaica this weekend, and I tell you, I'm looking forward to the rain, alleviation of my dry places. See you Monday. You want some rain.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor.